It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner today, brought to you by Top to Bottom. For your home improvement project, all you need is one company, Top to Bottom. They've been doing it all for more than 30 years, including repairing leaky roofs, rotted wood, chimney repair, masonry, mold and odor control, and more. Call John at Top to Bottom, 338-9865. That's John at Top to Bottom, 338-9865. A time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, our 35th state was admitted to the Union on this day in 1863.
Old 35. Do you know what it was? No idea.
West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Yes.
Welcome aboard.
Yes.
Very nice.
So West Virginia is our 35th state.
Yeah.
And it was a key border state during the American Civil War.
Oh.
Western Virginia had become sharply divided over the issue of secession from the Union, leading to the separation from the rest of the state of Virginia.
Oh.
It was the only state to form by separating from a Confederate state, one of two states admitted to the Union during the Civil War. The other one was Nevada.
Coming over to the good side.
Nevada.
Oh.
Was the other one admitted during the Civil War.
All right.
And the second state to separate from another state after Maine separated from Massachusetts in 1820.
I see.
Today, West Virginia is the 10th smallest state by area, and it ranks also as the 12th least populous state.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Other nominated names for the state included Vandalia.
Oh, Vandalia.
That's very nice, right?
Vandalia.
That sounds very fancy.
Hello.
Kanawha, to honor a Native American tribe. Kanawha. And just Appalachia.
Appalachia. Okay.
Appalachia.
Yeah.
By the time legislators finalized the state's constitution, however, they had opted for a shortened version of Western Virginia, a common designation for the territory up to that point.
Yeah.
West Virginia holds the record for having the most towns named after cities in other countries.
Is that right?
Including Athens, Berlin,
yeah.
Cairo, Calcutta, Geneva, and Shanghai.
There's a Shanghai, West Virginia.
Shanghai,
West Virginia.
Yeah.
I bet it's
lovely.
Shanghai to Calcutta.
Yeah.
But I don't need a passport. I'm just staying in the state.
Yeah. So West Virginia is also home to the New River, which, despite its name, is actually one of the five oldest rivers in the world.
What a mystery this state is.
I know. Some experts claim it's second only to the Nile. That's how old it is.
Is that right? Wow.
It also runs through Virginia and North Carolina. And unlike most rivers like it, the New River flows south to north on account of it predating the mountains that surround it.
Oh, and so after that, they put out a new law saying all rivers now must flow.
Right. The other way. Yeah. It is also the namesake.
It got grandfathered in, though.
Yes, it did. It's also the namesake of America's newest national park, New River Gorge National Park and Preserve.
Wow.
And at more than 3,000 feet long, the New River Gorge Bridge is the longest steel span bridge in the Western Hemisphere.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Wow.
West Virginia is the only state completely within the Appalachian Mountain Range, which is why it's called the Mountain State.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
78% of the state's land is forested, making it the third most forested state.
Hey, all right.
It's also known for a wide range of outdoor recreational opportunities, including skiing, whitewater rafting, fishing, hiking, backpacking, mountain biking, rock climbing, and hunting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do all of that.
Yeah. West Virginia's oldest and youngest governor are the same person. In 1956, 34-year-old Cecil Underwood, who was a former high school teacher, was elected to the position.
How old was Cecil?
He was 34.
There was a 34-year-old Cecil at one time.
In 1956.
Okay.
Yeah. All Cecils had to be young at one point.
I don't know.
Because of term limits in the state constitution, he was unable to run for re-election, so he bided his time, and 40 years later,
there we go,
was elected for a second term at the age of 74.
My man. Well, he already knew where everything was.
That's right.
The supply cabinet.
Pretty familiar with
kitchens over
the
here.
Area. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the largest family reunions in the whole world
takes
place every summer in the town of Flat Top, West Virginia. The Lilly clan has been getting together there each and every year since 1929.
Jeez Louise.
Around 2,500 members of the Lilly family get together, along with a few hundred non-family members.
Yeah.
Probably just like the rest of the town.
How could you tell the difference? You wander in
you
there.
Like,
are you with the family?
Yes.
Of course
I'm a distant cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah. West Virginia is home to the nation's first golf course. Oakhurst Links, built in 1884, was America's first golf course.
Jeez.
The nine-hole course was converted to a pasture in 1912, but restored in the 1990s. And Mother's Day and Grandparents' Day were also first celebrated in West Virginia.
That is wonderful. That is, wow.
Mm-hmm.
A lot took place, has taken place in the oft-forgotten West Virginia.
Yeah.
It sounds like a lovely place. Let's not recap. We'll do that in a minute. Why don't you tell me what song you're going to play?
Yeah, so we're going to play one of West Virginia's official state songs.
Oh, okay.
We're going to play Take Me Home, Country Roads by John Denver.
Wonderful. We will. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. And the great John Denver and the late John Denver, Take Me Home, Country Roads. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because that is one of the official state songs of West Virginia.
Yeah, wow. How many do they have?
Four.
Four?
They do.
One for every season.
And we were talking about West Virginia because it was admitted to the Union as our 35th state on this day in 1863.
Very good. Welcome aboard. Let's recap three things you must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
Okay, West Virginia is the only state to separate from a Confederate state.
78% of West Virginia is forested.
And one of the largest family reunions in the entire world takes place every summer in Flat Top, West Virginia.
Flat Top, West Virginia.
Yeah.
It's real close to Calcutta, West Virginia.
Yeah, meaning Shanghai.
Also Shanghai, West Virginia. Very flatty. Yeah, so there's a state with the most
most towns named after cities in other countries.
Yeah. All right. Have you been to West Virginia?
I have.
It is a beautiful state.
I've been there. I was very young.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I don't remember a whole lot. But.
Okay. Yeah. We got together with all my college friends down there because we couldn't find a place big enough. So somebody had a connection and we ended up with this massive house way out on this road. There were rolling hills.
Mountains.
It was very remote. I remember we were out there and it was great. And a lot of space, and there was a wicked thunderstorm that you could see, I guess, over the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing sitting on the porch watching this thunderstorm. It was just gorgeous. But a long winding road to get to that house, probably like 45 minutes winding on this narrow country road out there. But that's what he's talking about.
It is.
Take me home. Folks want to learn more about West Virginia, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my Wiki blog.
That's right.
You go to legends1027.com,
that's
on the
right,
homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It sounds like a nice place to visit.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Hey, Sarah, thanks so much for coming in today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Fresh episode tomorrow. What do you say?
Definitely.
4:10. Are you free?
I'll be here, yeah.
Good. We'll do it then. Forecast on the way, traffic with Ed Smith, and more of your favorites straight ahead on Legends 102.7.